is Wednesday, June 29th. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Alan, crop prices dropped today ahead of tomorrow's USDA reports. Was this weather-driven?
Yeah, I think you've got definitely a weather impact today. You're nudging people towards, okay, whatever the acreage is tomorrow, the yield might be a little higher than we had dialed in. And this is kind of a non-stressful weather pattern for corn right now. We're just starting, just the very beginning of tasseling. I talked to a guy over at Hall, Illinois. He's right on the river. He's just starting to tassel as well. A little more progress in Missouri, of course. But we're looking at fairly benign weather for corn the next 2 weeks. The forecasts for the high temps later in the month or into August haven't gone away yet. But soil moisture net change map is something we like to look at. It shows some improved moisture across Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois over the next 7 days. In other words, the rain will exceed the evaporation losses, but it does show some net drying in Iowa and Minnesota.
What numbers are you watching for in tomorrow's USDA reports?
There's two main numbers. The corn stocks number tells us whether we've misestimated the usage over the last 3 months or possibly misestimated last year's production. One thing about the June 30th report is it does tend to give you some ground truth as far as test weights because more of the crop has actually moved across the scale. So we can get some swings in feed and residual use that are derived from this June 30th report. Trade's looking for 4.52 billion bushels, pretty close to last year, meaning supply and demand are in balance, if that's correct. The acreage report is a big wild card this year because USDA had such a big number back in March and the market took it badly initially. We know there's some people that have switched from some of their original corn intentions to beans. Trade's looking for about 700,000 acre drop. But we also know that there were almost 7 million acres that were planted 2 years ago that were not in the intentions on March 31st. So has this rally in corn and beans pulled some of those back into production? We think so, but how much is the question?
If people need a marketing service, how can they get a hold of us?
Well, they can call us at our office, 402-697-3623, or drop me an email at alanb@bruglermktg.com.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.